Good evening, Emerald City. What's good? What's happening? I'm Austin Lewis. I'm here with my buddy Coleman, and I just have to ask real quick, Coleman, are you flexible?
Oh, yes, I'm very flexible. I am flexible. There is no doubt about it.
So, we just had an interesting little thing with my other friend. You guys probably know him as, what is it, King Fluffy Pants? Was that him or was that you?
I don't recall. It's been a while.
Well, King Paytonius.
I'm sure one of our
wise, the handsome, the flexible, I guess, as our new little thing. I just got off the phone with him, and Cohen did point out that the man's flexible. We had a couple things with trying to schedule out for tomorrow, and I think the only thing that I heard that entire time on the phone that I really think about, you know, what he said was how flexible the man is. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, you know,
he is a quite flexible.
Flexible dude. Then again, Peyton is just Peyton. He, you know, gets on Sarah's nerves, he gets on your nerves, he gets on my nerves, Edward's nerves, so on and so forth.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, this is a podcast about bullying Peyton.
Yes. For his flexibility.
Yeah. And he never takes my gas money when I offer it. He never takes it.
Yeah.
So, he denies me, you know, like, closure on every ride. You know what I mean?
That's because if you pay him now, you don't owe him.
Yeah.
He'd rather have the debt so that he can cash in later.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not as flexible. Yeah, I'm not as flexible.
That's true. I mean, it's gonna be hard. He's gotta give you a couple days advance instead of the night before.
Yeah, exactly. At 10 p.m. So
this one's gonna be only funny to like us three parties.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody else is gonna be like, what the heck are they talking about?
I don't understand at all. Let's put it this way, it's that one friend that is super duper flexible. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah.
He's just so flexible.
Yeah. I mean, he's good with any ideas. Things that have already been put on the table and things that are, like, miles away from being on the table as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just that flexible.
Very, very flexible.
Yeah.
Some
might say that he's more than flexible.
What would you call that?
Elasticity?
Well, I mean, like, when you're more than flexible.
Yeah, I think that's elasticity.
I mean, I guess so. I was looking for, like, a cool word, like flexibil, or you know what I mean? Like, flexi.
And I went and got all technical on you.
But, you know.
So apparently Sarah has been talking to herself for the last hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Not shocked.
Yeah, and then this little, like, pufferfish face.
How did a pufferfish suck in? How does that a pufferfish? Why would you suck in your cheeks when you're making a pufferfish?
No, before it blows up.
Before
it looks like
up.
The pufferfish.
Because everybody
it blows
thinks
up.
Of that when you think of a pufferfish, you think of when it's at its thinnest.
Yes.
And it's before it blows up.
Yes. The little like weird scrunch face that it has. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
No, I mean, I've heard of that one pufferfish that choked on the carrot.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, if she wants to shove a carrot halfway down her throat, then make the impression of make the impression of that. I mean, I'd be fine with... now it just sounds weird.
I wouldn't say that, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. I would have... See, I can't even say that I'd enjoy watching it, because it just sounds right. It just doesn't sound right in any way.
No, it does not.
But,
where's the little... Let's see. I'm trying to find a picture for you.
Oh. Of the carrot?
No.
Oh. Well, see, it's still fat in the cheeks, man.
Hold on.
Its lips are like... I don't understand why people hold them in their hand.
Like this.
Oh.
It's like that weird, like, scrunch in. It's odd.
This is so... I'm so getting nailed for this. That does look like Sarah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That actually makes sense. I'm hearing something about
this. Oh, I know. So am I.
But at the same time, no, I see it. I really You should just keep that as a screenshot, and then when she asks you, hey, were you, when you guys were talking about me, what was the photos that you were looking at? That is the photo.
I just screenshot it. I'm going to hold on to it and I'll show it later.
That is the...
I might send it to her tonight with absolutely no context.
Yeah, exactly.
And then let her listen to the podcast later and she'll know.
Yeah, and then she'll understand, like, ah, I see. So this is what they think of me now.
It's like a mirror.
Yeah, if only that pufferfish had a pixie cut. You know what I mean? Like, it's fins, come you know on, what I mean?
Already established, it's Hillary Clinton.
I can't help myself. I have to make jokes.
Or Ryu. Or Ryu, that just
occurred
to me.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that one.
Yeah.
Had a bandana. I've never seen a bandana on.
Hang on, let me get her to send me a picture of the bandana on, and I'll show you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like Ryu.
Yeah, I can't remember 100% how Ken's hair. I know how Ryu's is.
I think I have the right character in mind. Un momento.
Why don't you have like that for like weekly hair appointments? Not weekly, for like every like 4 weeks, you know what I mean? That's what I do.
I don't think except that she weeks. Has cut it since, and I don't know when she plans on cutting it again.
Oh, okay.
I have absolutely no idea.
I was gonna say, in order to keep mine like, you know, like short and shaved enough to where I can actually like fix it and stuff.
Yeah.
It has to be around like every like 4 or so weeks.
Oof.
Like at least every month. You know, at least one every month.
Yeah.
And it still gets a little overgrown at like the very last week, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That was a long text. Okay.
But yeah. I think I'm gonna be honest, the one thing though that Peyton's pufferfish would have over Sarah's is that it can bend over backwards.
It's got flexibility.
Yeah, it's flexible.
Elasticity. That's such a hard word to say.
Elasticity?
Yeah, elasticity. It's a lot of S sounds.
Elasticity.
Makes you feel like a snake.
Makes you feel like a snake, really.
No, I was loving what you said. Trying to sound that out.
Well, I was trying to say it slower. When you try to say stuff slower, it's worse to me.
Elasticity.
Yeah, but like if I was saying it, like, you know, pronouncing
it. Elasticity. It's not that bad.
See?
It's not that bad.
But it's like saying, not Pillsbury Doughboy. It was, there was something that Jace used to try to get me to say that I couldn't, like, say right.
Was it
Pillsbury Doughboy?
Was it, I'm wrong? I've never heard you say that.
Was that I'm wrong? Yeah. Thanks. But yeah, I think, well, I'm not a woman, though. So obviously I've been wrong at some point, because it's not a woman.
Yeah.
You know, it's the only people that can never be wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And Becca just asked me that for a shout out on the podcast. This picture, she looks like she has like yogurt all over her mouth.
I similar to how you read chat. Did she give me a simulation? Hold up. That depends on what streamer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I could do it like XQC. You know what I mean? If I did it like XQC, it would be the long lines of like, what is it, Beckpie, right? That's her tag.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it would it would be along the lines of like, Beckpie! You know what I mean? And I have to like slam on the desk or something like that and say.
What I'm going to love is that you and I kind of talk somewhat monotone, so then when you go and you slam on the dresser like that, whoever's listening is going to have their volume really loud so they can hear us.
Yeah, probably. Unless they're like, or they're falling asleep, that'd be nice.
Oh, that'd be even better, falling asleep to the podcast and then boom.
Yeah, if you just fell asleep to our voices, not even 9 minutes in, bro, and woke up to me slamming on the desk, turn off the podcast and go to sleep.
Honestly, though, like, your voice would put me to sleep within 9 minutes. So.
Within 9 minutes?
Oh, yes. Actually, I think I have fallen asleep listening to you talk about something before.
Really?
I'm not even lying.
Wow.
Because, we've been on the phone until, like, 4 or 5 in the morning before, mm-hmm. and I feel like I've dozed off at least once or twice while you were going on about something, because you kind of just, like, go off on this tangent.
Yeah.
Well, and you just kind of keep going. And so if you're talking quiet enough, and you're just going on for long enough, yeah, sometimes I just, like,
Yeah. I feel, that's the thing, is like, well, right now I can't say words. I feel good about that, I guess, in the way that, you know, my voice would be, you know, decent in that way. But at the same time, I also feel kind of
betrayed.
Like...
betrayed.
Yeah. I sort of feel scuffed, you know what I mean?
That's okay. You say that scuffs help you in playing games, so...
If you don't play claw, yeah.
I'm helpful.
Obviously. I almost... You slutty wet pee-pee. I'm just gonna say it.
Slutty wet pee-pee.
That was the best.
Commie.
Commie. I should just in. I wish I knew how to put sound effects on the podcast. And I could just bleep stuff randomly, and people would like think that you cuss there. You know what I mean?
I can download a soundboard on my phone.
That's true. Yeah, you could. It would sound kind of probably sound weird if you like fat fingered and missed a button.
You know? Goes for the bleep, that. Ends up with Michael Scott talking about vasectomies.
Yeah, exactly. You do not know. That probably doesn't sound very good.
He's popping opening pills. Gum can. Popping pills.
Yeah. Scrabbing.
There we go. Exactly what we
need. The office soundboard.
Yes.
Does that have prison mic on the front?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, that's not bad, actually. It has to be good if it has prison mic on it. There's a dude.
Obviously.
That,
you know why they call him prison mic, right? Because he's been to prison.
Because he's been to prison, yeah. I seen a dude with prison mic as like his gamer picture, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was on LFG. And I immediately clicked on the post and just joined, and so I didn't even read your post, but you have prison mic on the game.
Nice.
Bless you. Thank you.
Turns out he was playing The Escapist.
Yeah, I know. I think he was. That would be awesome. We should make that in like a custom
dude,
guide.
Dude, I have
I mean?
Prison mic in my Escapist.
You do?
I haven't even
got the idea of making that.
Yeah, I have prison mic.
I think I attempted to make the Hulk in some way, but I don't know how to change
it. Oh, that's
it.
Weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
well, the point was to get him really buff.
Yeah.
And just break out of the prison by just destroying everything and screaming Hulk smash at my
That's
TV.
Fair. Yeah, I made prison mic on mine.
Yeah, prison mic.
But, yeah, he got his soul sucked out by a Dementor, so...
Yeah, I can't believe
and
that...
It hoit.
And it hoit. I can't believe that... I'm gonna be honest. When I first heard that, I can't believe he made that reference. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know why that like caught me off guard. You know, it's Michael Scott. Nothing should really catch you off guard at this point. You know what I mean? But that one, that did for some reason. That just the random reference.
Also, dude, Becca's dad the other day. That's now that we talked about prison Mike. That's what I can think of. Becca's dad with the head the. Bandana thing.
Oh, yeah.
The other night.
Oh, well, if Becca's parents hear this, by the way, I wasn't talking about your daughter's pants. That's if Becca's parents hear this, by the way, Dad, keep rocking the bandana. It looked good. I don't care what anybody else says.
It did look good. I heard some
testimony. You know what I like? A protest against your protest. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think testimony is the word that you're
testify, saying. You know what I'm saying? I have 2 hours
testification.
I have 2 hours of sleep right now. I'm not fully there.
Testification.
It was arguing against your beanie hat thing.
Wait, who was arguing against the bandana?
I think it was I don't know, somebody said that they didn't like it.
Well, you gotta call them out by name so that we can prosecute them.
I can't remember who it was.
Well, just come up with one then.
Just come up with a random name.
Yeah, let's come up with a name. It was Peyton because he's so flexible.
Yeah, it was Peyton. The only thing he's not flexible to is friggin' bandanas.
Yeah, he hates them with a passion.
Exactly. And they hate him because he annoys bandanas, he annoys Sarah, he annoys Coin. You know. I will stop making that joke at some point.
No, you won't.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. After all, that right there is my graduation picture, so.
For everybody that can't see this, it is a side profile, a beautiful side profile, like you'd see like on a nickel, and he's staring straight into a tree.
Yep, that is my senior picture.
Pretty much sums him up as a person.
She told me to face the tree, to be fair. Kylie told me
I was told to face the wall.
Was that with like a for... You haven't taken I was about to say you haven't taken graduation photos yet.
It was for a lineup.
Oh, okay. So I was wondering what you were talking about.
No, I gotta do that.
Because I thought we were just gonna bring out random things. Like I've been tied to a bed.
Yeah, but that's not random. That's just true.
That's true. Handcuffed. I said tied. That would have been.
I mean, it could be tied if you got a rope.
And that's fair, but we just didn't.
I got a rope in my car.
Handcuffs. But yeah, do we want to make this happen? Is that what we're saying? But
I'm yeah, good with your game.
I just like. I should cut that out completely. Kylie's calling me now.
Why is Kylie going on, calling, man?
And we're back after that rude interruption by my sister there.
Sorry.
Just obviously, you know.
I needed help carrying bread.
And then interrupting me again in the middle of my sentence right now. How rude.
Basically, Mom came home and brought the bread.
Yep.
Obviously. I had like a box of like...
2 boxes.
Some really freaking good bread, though. I want some more of that cheese bread.
Right? There's some down there, so...
I probably will take some before I eat it.
Good. There's also baguettes.
But if you don't discover that it's gone by midnight, you don't get it back.
Oh, hush.
Yeah, dude. That, oh. But yeah, we were... I can't even remember what subject we were on. I had something going. There was like some sort of story or something I was telling them. I can't even remember what I was saying.
Sorry.
No, it's okay, fine.
Why is your dog whining at me?
Lovey whines no matter what.
Yeah, he just kind of is that way. Lovey, if you want to open the door, you can kick him out. That's fine with me, too.
All right, Lovey, come here. Sit.
He doesn't sit.
Dad's asleep. He's going to whine at Dad. He's just going to whine at Dad.
Hey, problem solved.
No, not really. No, Dad's going to.
For all the listeners out there, that dog is now like 20 yards from here.
Yep, exactly. He just got punted.
Yes. And not like a Charlie Brown pun.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wait, no. I already filled them in on the sucking cook.
Yeah, you did.
Do I want that?
Wait, was that this one or was that the one that we scrapped?
No, I think it was this one, right? Was it this one?
I don't remember.
Well,
if not, this is about to sound very,
I think it might because I called you a slutty wet pee-pee.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm. The world's greatest insult.
Yes. Like, instead of congratulations, Austin, in 2020, you should have wrote, congratulations, slutty wet.
Slutty wet pee pee.
Exactly.
Which I would have now.
And then all the little underwater signs that you had, you know what I mean? Like, all the little signs in the candy that meant something for, like, every candy.
Yeah.
You should have put slutty wet pee pee. On, like, you know, on the four.
Yes.
I think there was 5, actually, but.
I have no idea. I didn't count.
Oof.
She's even trying to eat stuff off my bedroom.
She's
there.
Probably trying to eat all of your dead skin.
Come here.
Lord knows okay? I want to.
That just sounds wrong, okay? Straight up.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, actually, I would set it over there. I would set it to the side.
Just in case she gets high.
Yeah, you might want to... Kylie is gonna take a break and handle the dog for just a little bit.
Come here, hon. Come here.
Well, on the bed. Come on.
Babysitting time for the puppy.
On the bed.
Needs her attention, all that good stuff. But yeah, so what are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Sunday. Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday. Probably a whole lot of nothing.
Whole lot of nothing.
I'll probably just spend a lot of time in the guiding lens.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I get back from painting the church, I'm doing nothing. I'm probably going to do the same thing. I'll probably just get on or something like that.
I was in the guiding lanes earlier for like, I think I ran around for like 20 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
And in that time, came back with like 9,700 fuel.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I still need to, speaking of which, I should probably, I need to keep an eye on the time, make sure I have paint informed by midnight on yesterday, never mind. You know,
that's
that
true.
Stuff.
It's only 11 right now, so you should be like...
Yeah.
Also, wow, I did not. I cannot believe it's 11.
Yeah.
It's weird. Probably be up till 3 again tonight.
Yeah, honestly, even if I do get a picture, I'm already on 2 hours. What's the damage? You know what I
mean? Yeah, exactly.
What's the damage if I just don't sleep again?
The really funny thing is that in about 4 years, you and I are not going to be able to do that anymore.
Yeah, probably.
She's okay.
She's okay.
Okay. Is that the professional doctor's opinion?
Yes.
Nice.
Parkour.
Oh! Parkour immediately. What did you do? Oh, okay.
I just slipped.
I heard something.
I probably stepped on the
She probably broke something.
I probably broke my foot on your crap in your pool. Lord, no, I'm just kidding.
Let the record show that Austin's room is trash.
It's trash. Mine is super clean, but Austin's is trash. Yeah,
as always, dude.
Yes.
That's why you couldn't find the thing that I stole.
Because you didn't steal crap.
You're right, I didn't steal crap. I would never steal crap. That's just gross.
I wouldn't be surprised if you would.
You don't want to know.
Yep, that's what I thought.
But, I got this bass pedal right here on the kick. Yeah. You know how it used to be really clangy and really loud?
Yeah.
I don't know if they hear it on the podcast, but if you listen, yeah, it used to be like, dong, dong, dong.
Yeah. It's still pretty loud.
Yeah, but I tightened it. I put some cotton balls underneath it so the metal doesn't just, like, clash
again. Oh, yeah.
Because it used to be like, bang, bang, bang. You know, it used to be like, I can't even make the sound. You know what I mean? But it's much better.
Yeah, it is.
Compared to, like, what it used to be. Because this stuff is, that stuff's kind of loud compared to, like, this.
Yeah.
Because mesh is always, like, super, like, low volume anyway. But, mesh heads are low, but the rubber kind of isn't really that quiet. I've played it at night though, and nobody's woke up.
Kylie's about to be like, yeah, you're wrong.
Actually, I got so used to the neighbor playing his drums that I just sleep through anything. Let's be honest here, I can sleep through.
Yeah, that's true. Because you, like,
we should test this.
No joke.
I should stay and wait for her to go to sleep, and then we can do, like, all sorts of stuff and see what likes
her. My cousin Jennifer has literally jumped up and down on the bed and yelled, and I still won't wake up.
I'm thinking baseball bat.
I'm thinking...
Oh, that'll wake up for her.
Pot and pans, you know what I mean? Like how Chinese people
name
their
kids. I heard pot and pants.
Pot and pants.
Do you think doing marijuana is cool?
Do you think doing marijuana in your pants is
Kate
cool?
Kate just texted me and Kate said, just wondering, where are you?
Nowhere.
Did you not tell Kate you were going here?
Nope.
Did you tell your mom or dad?
My mom knows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my mom knows, but Kate doesn't.
Yeah, I got you.
Weird.
I'm just going to send it back 3 dots.
Just done.
None of your consent.
None of your consent. Dude, I just keep hearing Abby licking behind me.
Yeah.
And I really hope that the podcast picks it up. Yeah. Abby licked my butt a minute ago. I was like
surprised.
Laying here on the bed and I had Lovey in front of me, and the next thing I know, I just feel Abby's tongue licking my butt.
And you thought, is Sarah here? No, I'm just
kidding. Man.
Oh, great. This is going up.
Yep.
Yeah. I wasn't the one that said anything.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I just a second ago I said second cock.
Yeah, that's true.
I told you, man. If Vera listens to my podcast, she's shivering in a corner. She's like, ears covered. My virgin ears.
My virgin ears. I was in class at Bob Jones one time, and it was a first year seminar thing, and we used to have to FaceTime call these ex-students, former students, whatever.
Alumni,
that's it, thank you.
Aluminum.
Anyways, so this one guy was like, out in the real world, guys, they cuss. The first time I was on the job and I heard somebody cuss, I was like, my virgin ears. And I was seriously like, what? Did you for real mean that? Because that's just sad, man. It was rough.
Yeah. By the way. Matthew thought, you know, on the beginning of Mario Kart 8, where he's like, Mario Kart 8, you know what I mean? Like, he's screaming the name, basically.
Dude, I have never played Mario Kart 8.
Hold on.
Are you kidding me?
I'll load it up real quick, just so that way you can hear, like, the intro.
Okay.
But when he screams, he just screams Mario Kart 8, basically.
That's interesting.
And it sounds like Mario Kart 8, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I never thought, like, there's no way he's getting this out. Let's see if I can.
Mario Kart!
Like that,
yeah.
Right? So he does that. Matthew kept saying Mario Kart 3.
What?
Yeah, 3.
I
know. I thought, I was like, it's a meme or something, and I just don't know it. You know what I mean? That's what I'm thinking, is it's like some sort of like TikTok meme or something that I haven't seen that I don't care about. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Yeah.
And, no, he actually thought that it said 3. right there.
That's weird.
I don't know. I was like, I said, do you mean eight? Or like, or is that like just a meme or something? And I just don't know it. And he was like, no, I mean Mario Kart 3 is the name of the game. I was like, no, it's not. No, it's not. This is 8 Deluxe. Wrong After guy. All, this was, is the same guy who could not count his dice in that Christmas game, though.
Was he at least flexible about it? Mm.
Just, yeah, I don't think Kylie's filled in on this. Peyton is flexible.
Yes, Peyton is very flexible.
Peyton is the reason we're naming this episode.
He is flexible.
Oh, no. That's good to know.
But yeah, he is, that's all he, when he was scheduling church and stuff like with me tomorrow, he, all he would talk about is, you know, I'm flexible, we can do this, and we can do that, I'm flexible, we can do this, I'm flexible, you know, and it was just, whatever, he's flexible.
Dad's wondering if he can use the beads so that he can go to sleep and not hear us, so if you can bring them to him.
Yeah, the beats are dead.
Uh-oh.
Oh. So in other words, we need to shut up.
Yep. That's what that means.
But yeah, the beats are dead. Does he have an aux or does he have like a dongle?
Yeah.
I could let him use those. The turtle beaches.
The turtle what?
Turtle beach.
Turtle beach?
They're wired, but I ain't let him use
them. I mean, we can also like close this out for him too. It's like 11.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, don't worry about it. We'll just close it out again.
The beats are dead. We'll shut up.
Oof.
But yeah,
Kate is making mac and cheese at 11 o'clock. When I get home, there will be mac and cheese.
That's awesome.
Not fair.
That's amazing. I'm surprised he texted me.
I already ate my midnight snack.
What did you eat?
The honey bun, that was it.
I had a piece of bread, but I'm still going to have mac and cheese.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think I have mac and cheese.
We have like a giant box of it.
Dang, bro.
Yeah.
What is the name of your podcast?
The Boom Headshot Podcast.
The Boom Headshot Podcast.
A lot of my episodes are old, so this is kind of like a restart. This one right here.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the beginning of the new
stuff. Where can you listen to it?
Spotify,
Apple Podcasts, anything like that. Or you can go to anchor.fm and listen to me directly. That's our anchor.fm. If you have anything to say, Anchor's your way to my sponsor.
I think it's funny that Kylie's way of asking that made this sound like a completely planned plug, but it wasn't.
That's true. Yeah, I just kind of came up with
that. I was like, let me just add that, like, so, yeah, we didn't ask Kylie to ask about this. Yeah, this exactly. was like...
Yeah, so Anchor, I came up with that on the spot, so you should pay me more. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually agree with that. That
Don't,
was good.
I'm not actually going to push for money like the PS4 people. Did you hear about that?
No, but he said that he has a black pair on the island, if you can get those, so that we can still have fun.
So we can still have fun. Okay.
And that talk sounds about fair. Your sponsor.
I will go ahead. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As well.
You might want to go ahead and pause this briefly while you do that, though, because I don't think Kylie and I are going to have a lot to say while you're gone.
Really?
Probably.
Okay. Cool.
Well, might be interesting, but I don't know that.
I don't know if anybody else wants to hear it though.
Fair yeah. point.
So we will be back briefly. Cue random music that's not actually gonna play.
Intense music, or like, should I like? What do you think?
Think like Valhazak battle. Valhazak battle music.
All right. For people who don't know that, that means
I'm lost already.
Hold on. Let me find this Valhazak battle music. I'm sure I can find it. I'll just play it while you're gone.
Yeah, why don't you just play it?
Yeah, let me just find this Valhazak.
Yeah, we're just gonna cue music. I'm gonna make like the entrance.
Valhazak theme.
Silent entrance.
Alright, let's see if I can. Oh, advertisements, man. I want chicken nuggets. This is a beautiful advertisement for chicken nuggets from McDonald's. Which, really, by the way, that makes me reminds me, I want to go back to McDonald's and get another one of those set packs of like 20 chicken nuggets with the large fry and large Coke that Austin and I do.
Yeah.
That is where it's at. It's still not quite enough food, but it gets you there.
Okay.
It gets you close.
I refuse to eat at McDonald's at this point.
Oof.
They've made me angry too many times.
Is the right one. I turned it off.
Good night, Emerald Titter. What's good? What's happening? No, I'm just gonna.
Good morning, Vietnam.
That is a.
Buenos dias. I don't know what else to say.
Get out.
I'm
just kidding. No,
too late.
But we're back. After
I don't want a Doritos Locos Tacos after you said Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Yeah. Oh, are those things still a thing?
Doritos Locos Tacos, yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
The thing. Those are the type of taco. I'm not really a taco guy. But those
Doritos
are the only.
Tacos are good, though.
Those are the ones that I kind of wanted to try. You know what I mean? I'm curious. But the only thing is, I hate guacamole.
Guac. You know you can get it without guacamole.
Yeah, I get it without guac because I don't like guacamole.
I actually like guacamole when I make it. I don't like it any other time because it has onions in it. I don't like onions.
I've never seen guacamole with onions in it.
That's the only guacamole that my mom gets.
Your mom gets the only guacamole with onions in it.
That's good to know. Also, every recipe that I've looked up has onions in it.
I've
just
never
omit
seen
the
it
onions.
With onions in it.
I'm confused. Oh, well.
Yeah. I don't know.
Interesting.
Although, the only guacamole that we ever have is what my mom makes, and my mom doesn't really use onions for things, so.
That's nice. I hate onions so much.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, I think Jace used to like those wild onions that you, like, you know, in the backyard.
Yeah.
I don't really know if those things are actually, like, bad for you in any way.
I don't believe you, but...
Kylie gave you a nice plug there on her Snapchat story.
Oh, thank you. I like the headlight.
I love that it was on her private story so that only certain people will see. She doesn't want everybody to see what you have to say.
I'm gonna put it on my Instagram, but...
Well, if anyone liberal is listening to this...
You can leave now.
Yeah.
Yes, precisely.
Die, exactly. Copy.
Yeah. And if, who was the dude with the TikToks again? You had somebody that sent you TikToks.
Who sent me TikToks?
That's basically everybody these days.
Yeah, pretty accurate.
Somebody was in them.
He was in them?
Yes.
Was it
he?
Yes.
Was it Sam?
No.
Oh, okay.
Is it someone I know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, am I supposed to say his name?
Yeah, what's his name?
We're gonna call him Kendra because he's very feminine.
Oh.
Well, we're not Kendra, saying his real name.
Just so you know,
why
buddy.
Why are we not saying his real name?
Because his TikToks suck.
But I want to say his real name.
No, I'm just kidding, buddy. I'm just kidding. I have to play. They suck. They really suck. No, I'm just kidding. I have to play. You know what I mean? Guys, they suck. Seriously. So I've been listening to a little bit of, I've been listening to a little bit of Theron's music recently.
Oh, yeah.
Which, if you guys don't notice, that's Exiles on Spotify.
Exiles.
It's, like, Exile, but with, like, yeah, with, like,
Exile, but, like, multiple.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, But yeah, his first song, in my opinion, his first song was probably actually his best. He stays on beat really, pretty good through most of that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the beat in the background. I got the vocals actually pretty good.
Yeah, I might have to go listen to it. If not, I don't think I've heard any of his stuff.
Yeah, you guys should go listen to that. If you, feel free to look that up. I don't know why. I just randomly kind of came into it. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Another plug.
Yeah,
okay.
You can follow it that way. Yeah, I know. I'm just giving everybody a plug. Yeah, but you can go. Never mind. I was about to shout out that song and everything, but
I would not.
But yeah, if you guys want to go.
How come when I just shuffle played that Justin Bieber and Quavo came up? I shuffle played that and it's a song when Justin Bieber and Quavo.
Actually, I shuffled it earlier and Taylor Swift came on.
And I got Maroon 5, Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Which I guess that means that.
I gotta see what mine does.
Well, nice. I guess that means that Taylor Swift is on the same level as Theron.
That's what I get out of it. Let me look on SoundCloud and see if he's there.
There's just no comparison,
no difference.
Though.
Yeah.
Oh, I should be getting.
I think Taylor Swift may have you beat in the rapping game, Theron. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I think Taylor Swift has mad, mad bars. You know what I mean? He's probably gonna go write a diss track on me for that one.
Does he have any albums out or just singles?
I think it is just singles. I don't know. I think it is just singles. I haven't at least seen in like a full album on Spotify.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has like a SoundCloud or anything like that. I just do know that it's, it is on his on Spotify I've seen. there's like a link in his little Instagram, you know what I mean?
Ah, okay. Listen, I've not actually gotten the honor of hearing any of his music yet.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I know he has like, I think he's had some people that made beats for him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he makes his own beats or like what the deal is with that. I have no idea.
You know who does make his own beats though is Young Shoop.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, exactly.
The next plug.
The next plug, I guess, that we're just gonna randomly.
Which you can find on SoundCloud and eventually Spotify if he ever gets his act together. But
yeah. Well, he could actually probably put some of those beats on there and actually make like, even if he just makes like a couple bucks, like, you know, just make some money.
Yeah,
off
I keep telling him to produce for other people, but he's not doing it yet.
Well, he could. He really could. He actually is pretty good at making beats.
That's
Kate
cool.
And Kate has good vocals too. Kate has a good voice, so he could really, he could actually probably pop off on him.
Yeah.
That. He really understands the music. But yeah, what?
He should make a song.
Oh, that's the Remember the Band thing that...
Oh, yeah.
The only problem, man, with the Weeds is that all four of us, me and you and Jennifer and Matthew, you know, would all be...
suck at everything musical.
Only one of us know how to play an instrument, man.
Funny. Yeah. I have nothing, Me and Jennifer were planning on learning how to sing, but that didn't happen.
I don't think you need to learn.
Yeah.
No.
That's kind of what you have to do. He's
not learning when you're already really good at it.
But I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
You're funny. Okay, we're moving on.
Whatever
now.
You say. She's good at singing.
Austin's like, ha!
I'm stuck in like in between a rock and a hard place because it's like, should I totally screw this up? Because, you know, that's the thing though, is it's like, it's my sister, so you can never compliment your siblings.
You can't actually acknowledge it because you're siblings, but
yeah,
it's true.
You can't compliment siblings, but at the same time, you can't, you know, I don't want to like straight lie to my sibling's face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is why I can't tell you that you're good.
But at the same time, I can't tell you that you're bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
See
sure.
what I mean?
We'll go with that.
So you'll just have to go ask for some outside opinions. So allow me to ask for some outside opinions.
So really, we just need Jennifer and Matthew to figure out what they can do with them.
Well, Matthew used to do... He used to do lyrics.
No,
I mean like he used to do like lyrics, like I thought he had like some like a notebook that he had some like rap songs in.
Didn't he want to rap?
I think he did for a little while. He had a good name though. It was Young C. He actually had a good name. That was not a bad name for a rapper. You know what I mean?
For a white rapper, yeah.
Yeah, Young C. I mean, it's not bad.
It's not
bad.
Name, but okay.
Yeah. It's not.
Neither is Matthew.
He should be Skittles.
Skittles.
No, rappers are Skittles and M&M's.
Please.
Now next one would be Twizzler.
Twizzler. I love it.
What do you have?
Skittles, M&M, and Twizzler.
I can't, speaking of which.
They're on like a rap group called Candyland.
Oh yeah,
God,
exactly.
I love it.
I feel like if I ever personally, I'm going to be honest, I've been addicted to M&M, like Godzilla. You know what I mean? I still love that song, dude.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, it's still just such a good song. Because, like, you know, it comes on shuffle in Spotify, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it'll just randomly pop up, and it's, like, always the best song to hear come up, you know, off that shuffle. You know what I mean?
Shuffle.
I'm still...
Who are you burying?
I'm on 2 hours of sleep right now, and I'm finna get, like,
he's
three.
Burying the beat.
He's burying. Huh? I squeaked.
Oh, I didn't notice. I was too busy laughing at your face. No, I'm just...
Yeah, you suck at singing. No,
you still can't do wrong.
It was like
what?
Like when
he said
it's like when you know, Wera continued to tell me my face was crooked the other day, and I continued to say you just can't see it right because your big fat nostrils.
Nice.
And I'm gonna be honest though.
And then you heard her say something behind your back with your big old ears.
Yeah, well, I can't over all that wind pressure.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So you know how like people used to like, you know, you shove a marshmallow or something like that, just want to go, shove like a marshmallow or something like that in your nose, you know, phew, blow it out, you know what I mean? I wonder how many jumbo marshmallows we can fit in that. I'm just gonna go ham here in just a second. No, I'm just fine.
You know how loud that probably was on the string right there?
Oh yeah, the gum? Yeah. I'll get Theron's help, we'll make a diss track.
There we go.
Theron, hit me up if you're down to make a diss track on Wera.
This could
just
be
saying.
Fun.
Yeah.
Also,
kidding me?
Kate.
Then Kate can make the beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Weeds can do some of the lyrics.
Yeah. That'd be sounds fun.
Look at that. We got everybody. We got everybody in on this. You know, Peyton can get in there for his hit solo. You know what I mean?
No.
I could see Peyton rapping.
Peyton can do a drum solo.
Yeah, exactly. I could see Peyton rapping,
Peyton,
too.
Peyton can play his nose.
Like it's SpongeBob like style. Yeah. And then just goes right in. I could see it. I could see it.
Mm-hmm. Could do the little flute like SpongeBob.
Yeah. But yeah, I could see Peyton doing a rap, you know, like a solo by himself, I think. He's got the face.
He's got the face for radio.
Yep. That's why I invited him to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have a YouTube channel, bro. I'm not going to...
Because all the girls would be hitting you up if they saw your pretty face.
They would be like... Well, I mean... Or I would be on one of those montages, you know what I mean? That you get like 2.7 million views where it's like the montage of like, you know, demon scene in real life, you know what I mean? Or like one of those like ugliest creatures on earth,
oh,
you know?
No.
You have like the blobfish... The guy in the Boom Headshot podcast, you know what I mean? You have that guy in the
This just reminds me of a conversation that you and I had in the car the other day.
Oh, everybody wants to know that.
No. Yeah. Everybody wants to take it to that radio, but no, when you said something about being fart faced too.
Oh, right, yeah. Kate has a new I stop.
What?
I'm stopping.
We digress.
I digress.
Okay. Does that mean we'll talk about this?
We digress.
Do you know what digress means?
I know what digress means.
Okay, I was gonna say. You said, does that mean after?
No, I know.
Okay.
I don't
know.
I'm tired.
I
also just
it's those
kind
Bojo's
of,
parties. She's just like
them,
out of
them
it now.
Them Bojo parties, man. They're
rough, dude. I'm sure with all of that bread that was there, that was, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Gluttons.
High on bread.
Obviously, yeah.
Man.
Well, see, they can't have the alcohol, so they just take the yeast.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, like, well, you know, I just realized, oh yeah, right, he told me to get the ones from downstairs.
It's Bojo, I know what happened with all that bread.
Bojo?
No.
Oh no.
It was 5 loaves and 2 fish, and then they all got multiplied.
Oh!
Why didn't
that
I say
sense?
That? I'm so disappointed in myself. My Bible humor.
Yeah, somebody
what am I
showed
going
up.
To college for?
Somebody showed up with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and they just left with these baskets of bread.
Yeah. Well, you have to. That's the thing. Okay, you have like that Bible
sounds fishy
humor.
To me.
You have Peyton's Bible humor, which is calling like me or somebody shorter than him Zacchaeus.
I'm gonna start.
Hey, you should not be called Ty Chicas.
That's true. You have my Bible humor, which if you heard my joke before, have you heard my joke before about the
Maybe.
Girl in Sunday school that was falling asleep?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. So there was this girl. In Sunday school, right? And she had one of her friends beside her, right? And the teacher was just noticed, like, you know, she's falling asleep, right? And she just decided, you know what, I'm gonna ask her a random question, so that way, you know, if she can't answer it, doesn't understand what the question was, it doesn't understand what's going on, it's gonna embarrass her, she'll pay attention from now on, right? So the teacher asked her, let's just say her name's Sandra, because that's all I think of right now. So, she's like, you know, yo, Sandra. You know what I mean?
Yo, Sandra. That's not the Bible teacher.
Yeah. She's like, who's your Lord and Savior? Right? So the dude jabs her in the side with a pen. She goes, Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
And she's like, yeah, actually, good. That was good, Sandra. Yes, that's it. You know what I mean? So, you know, then, you know, about, you know, 7-8 minutes later area, she starts going, you know, dozing back off, right? So the teacher decides to ask her a second question, right? And she goes, so who created the heavens and the earth, Sandra? You know what I mean? Friend jabs her with the pen one more time. She goes, oh, God! You know what I mean? She's like, yeah, actually, you know, so far the teacher's like, I'm going to try to, you know, give her a more complicated one because obviously she's kind of blazing through these. So I can't remember what the numbers are specifically, but then the teacher, you know, 7-8 minutes later notices that she's kind of dozing, right? And so she was like, okay, so Sandra, what did Eve say to Adam after she had her 15th child? And, you know, he jabs her in the side with the pen and she said, if you stick that thing in me one more time, I'm going to snap it in half. That's my Bible humor.
I like her Bible humor. It's hilarious. I think I'm just going to combine all of the
You see, the Bible's also good when you're trying to get the ladies. I was looking through the book of Numbers and there was
years. I knew that one. I have a whole thing of Christian pickup lines on my phone, actually. It's great.
Like a list?
No.
You gotta send me the entire list. Send me the entire list.
Hold up, I'm pulling it up. Maybe.
The silence.
Okay. There you go. I hope that picked it up.
There was a silence there for a reason, sorry. Mike cut up.
I would say God bless you, but it looks like he already did.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The Bible says, give drink to those who are thirsty and feed the hungry. So how about dinner tonight?
Nice.
Let's see. Girl, you're breaking Old Testament law because you're working it on the Sabbath.
Oh, okay. Really? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Okay.
Dead air, by the way.
Yeah.
That's like 8 seconds of dead air. In the meantime, while we think of something else to say, enjoy the sound of my air freshener.
Oh.
That feels good.
Yeah, it does.
Glade, sponsor us. I want some more cashmere woods.
Yeah, cashmere woods, no joke. That's the way to go. If you ever have, like, you know, somebody coming over or something like that, no jokes, that's the way to go. I don't really like the, like, cinnamon apple or whatever.
Yeah, I don't really like that.
Around Christmas time, it just doesn't smell right. It smells better coming out of, like, a candle. But when you have, like, the spray stuff, dude, this is the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Also, maybe I'm just I go nose blind to it really quick. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like it holds 7 hours. Like, when you came into my room at first, did you smell this?
I don't think so.
See what I mean? I feel like it doesn't last 7 hours.
I don't know, I could just be nose blind to the smells in your room, though.
That's accurate.
After all, I am in here.
It's fair.
Also accurate.
By the way, what's the C.S. Lewis book that you got over there?
C.S. Lewis book? There's two. There's two right here. This is What Christians Believe and Made for Heaven. These are two, and why on earth it matters. But basically, like stuff that mom wanted me to read through, except that I might like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's that stuff. This is like devotional stuff. That is all sorts of different worldviews and like how it compares.
Oh, I saw Warren. I got excited.
Oh, no.
Take it back.
You think I
ain't no history guy now.
Lame. History's worth that money.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people lose this really quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even know what it's called, technically.
It's a drum key.
That is a drum key.
Yeah, it's a drum key.
Oh, lit. Cool.
I know a couple of guys. Like, I know a dude who's a drummer, and he keeps his on a necklace chain.
Mm-hmm.
That way he doesn't lose it. Because they're very easy to lose.
Yeah, that's what I had to tighten that thing up a little bit more. And same thing with the snare. It doesn't move anymore. So.
Yep.
You know, that's good. I'm still looking for an acoustic kit, though. I really gotta get an acoustic just to, like, you know...
Yeah.
Be able to do a couple more of the tricks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, and then it came with this, too. But
now I'm rich.
Yep. My dad has, like, plenty of these things.
Yeah, I have I have two full sets of metric and two full sets of Imperial Allen wrenches.
Yeah. What do you got? Yeah, I. Where is that?
I don't know.
Nice.
So one of my friends works at a restaurant, and he has to watch the security cameras so that y'all are actually filled. This is. I'm just telling this because y'all need to be filled in. I feel like. So he's watching the security cameras, and he said after growing up with Five Nights at Freddy's, it's actually just really creepy to watch those. Like, yeah. Yeah, I would say it is. But
now you just need somebody in like a big teddy suit.
Dude, I
would do that.
I would so do
that. Yeah,
hey, I know where he works. We could totally go do that.
How does he work?
Blankety blank restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Dude, just type it on your phone.
Yeah, I was about to say, that is like...
That was, you know, man, way to conceal it on the podcast.
Yes. Way to go.
3 seconds of dead air later. Black, black, and then... Where?
More radio silence. Okay, yeah. Way to go, guys.
Wow.
Yeah, more dead air. It's no big deal. This is, like I said, this is returning podcast. I got slack on this one. You know what I mean?
That's true.
It's still 50-minute podcast.
What was that?
The air. Yeah, the something about, like, I don't
air
know.
Air is loud.
Yeah, I think it's either the fan is too big for the system that we have up there or something like that, so it actually, like, rattles a little bit.
Yeah.
And then something like that. I can't remember.
Well, Dad just told me don't mention it. Because I mentioned the other day that I feel like it keeps getting louder and a lot colder, but it also could be me just thinking that.
No,
but
it's not.
I asked him, and he was like, don't mention it. Don't mention it. And I'm like, oh, no.
Well, it's not getting louder, but it is getting colder. But that's because, like, if you look at the thermostat every once in a while, it goes from, like, 70 to, like, 67.
Oof.
Just randomly goes down to like 67. I mean, probably mom changing it.
Yeah.
Probably mom changing it. Yeah, same. I like it too. I'd rather be.
My dad's been keeping our house like really cold lately, and it is wonderful.
Yeah, I like it like that too. I'm alright.
I wake up cold in the middle of the night. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, like, I go to bed at 3 usually, like between 3 and 4. And so then I sleep till like 10 or 11. So the problem is, because I'm on top of the garage, when I go to sleep, I'm cold. Mm-hmm. I'm really cold. But then when I wake up, the only reason that I even wake up at 10 or 11 is because I'm sweating because it got hot outside and now my room is no longer cold.
Yeah. See, like, that's the thing is, I actually don't have as much of a problem.
Yeah.
Like, I
but
don't...
your room is meant to be a part of the house. Mine wasn't. And so mine's not insulated.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I'm normally still just as cold just because the AC gets, like, so... Especially in this like room, when it's like wintertime, mom still runs. I think mom still runs AC in wintertime.
I would hope so.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
That's what I do in my car.
Yeah, I would run the heat a little bit. I wouldn't run it too much. You know what I mean? I but at the same time, I wouldn't run the AC in my car. I would just let it be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or roll down the window. You know what I mean? In the wintertime, I'm fine with rolling down the window. You know, the window.
No, I freeze too bad.
I can't roll down the window in the summer. The summer and rolling down the window, that kills me.
I can do it both times.
Yeah, see,
I keep it rolled down all the time.
I can only roll down my window like in the spring and the summer and part of the fall. But once it starts getting cold, I just can't do it.
I roll my window down year round, and even in the rain,
I'm much, much better.
You're psycho.
I know.
Dude, in the rain is actually lit. I like rolling. I like keeping the window down.
Yeah, I don't keep it all the way down if it's pouring rain, but I do like to have it down in the rain.
Yeah.
After the rain, I can see because it's not getting in your car and you still have the rain smell.
Bruh, my car is from 2001. I don't care.
I don't
care. What is that?
Alright.
Turns into some sort of weird behemoth as he's trying to say to me.
Was the parasite inside of me.
Oh.
The parasite.
Well, my car is 12 years newer than yours, so yeah.
Say, my car is old enough that I don't care.
It's almost as old as I am.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
You're old.
I am old.
Old lady.
Yep.
That's why I have to sleep with 12,000 blankets on me. Because I freeze.
See, you're the reason why nursing homes are so freaking hot.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I noticed that when we were there last time, you know what I mean? Like, when we went there during the winter, though, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I still have my jacket on, right?
I think it was in February. It was either February or it was December for Beta Club for Rob.
Yeah, and that was when I was riding home with him.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of tagged along, you know what I mean? Because I didn't really care.
When you were riding home with me, when did you stop?
Yeah, that's fair.
Right.
Yeah.
When Corona happened.
Yeah, that would be right. But,
because he still rides with me.
Oh, fair point.
Yeah. Well, your parents had you, like, quarantined there for a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
And then at that point, we were both stuck. We were both screwed. As soon as that happened, we were both done.
I wasn't too screwed. I just disappeared to places that had no signal.
Yeah, see? It was bad for, I think, probably both of our mental health.
That's very true.
Quarantine was terrible for mental health.
Yeah, it sucked.
Tell you what, though. I'd love to be a counselor right now, though. I'd love to attorney and get my major done.
I would love to be a lawyer right now, because everybody's going to be suing the freaking government.
That's fair. The maximum recording time for segments is 60 minutes, so keep an eye on the clock. We have 5 minutes left in the podcast.
Oh, jeez.
Wow, so, I didn't
realize that Anchor gave you a maximum time.
I had no idea either.
Notification?
Yeah, it's right there.
I mean, I guess nobody's going to listen to a podcast that's much more than an hour long.
You underestimate our friends.
Well, no. I mean, your friends I could see, but beyond that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, because, like, Becca, you know, we're the only friends she has.
That's true.
Oh.
Becca only doesn't have many friends. She only has, like, 3 friends.
Becca is my child. Literally. I, only have
physically,
3 friends
sorry,
as well.
Physically.
Oh,
I'm
no,
gonna,
never
I'm
mind.
Stop, actually.
You've grown past me then, because I have
like
only 2.
Like King Piccolo, I spit you from an egg in my mouth.
Yes, that's it. That is exactly
And you grew to be a little green demon.
Oh, wow.
That sounds about right.
That tried to kill Goku, right?
I don't know. I'll watch all that stuff.
Yep. But yeah, either way,
Speak of the devil.
What you got?
Becca just texted me.
She was snapping me a second ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hi!
I'm keeping this picture. Dude, look at this beautiful picture.
Oh, you're...
The mom face?
Lost. Yep.
But yeah. Anyway, I have to get more used to doing podcasts alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I need to get more used to doing that. Because I won't do it consistently unless I get used to doing it alone. You know what I mean?
Well, then I'm just going to randomly call you and be like, go report a dang podcast. Codpast.
Dang Codpast.
Go record a dang Codpast.
Yeah, I already said that.
You did?
Yeah, keep his PG. You can go Buck a Buffalo.
I love that.
Good job. But yeah, so,
yeah, I think that's about time.
I guess that's it.
Yeah, we should probably go ahead and wrap things up. We're doing 57 minute mark, so don't want to get suddenly cut off.
That's very true.
But yeah, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed listening. It was really fun trying to look for the next podcast. I guess I'm going to try to do one every other day if possible. I'm going to record one, hopefully, with Peyton tomorrow on Sunday. Speaking of which, I should probably get the time to him. But yeah, so, if I get a chance to head over there, I'll probably record with him, see if I can get that up on Sunday or Monday. What?
I'm just... Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Just making fun of you.
Well, thanks for letting me interrupt and
I don't think
continue
we,
to talk.
Choice.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me push in and not give you a choice. Let me put it that way.
Well, thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next podcast. I'll see you!